Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Welcome back to our verse by verse study on the book of Galatians, an important book that tells us so much about Christ and his mission to save our souls, particularly from a Jewish standpoint, a standpoint of the important Abrahamic covenant, as well as the Christian walk. Typical of Paul, dividing the book between areas of Christology, information about our Christ and salvation, and who Jesus was, and the Christian walk. However, we are covering this section in the first chapter and a half currently that talks about Paul's history, and he's doing so, I believe, to give authority to his words and his trying to help the Galatians see that they should continue in the faith, in the same faith they had in salvation. So he's trying to correct them, and in doing so, he's trying to remind them that he's the apostle of Christ, and they should really pay attention to him and what he has to say, because his words come. So we're in chapter 2, verses 6 through 10 today, again covering Paul's history at the Jerusalem Conference. Now, the Jerusalem Conference, which is also mentioned in Acts 15, was an important conference because it occurred about 50 AD. That can be controversial by 1 or 2 years. It really made it clear to early Christians, particularly the early Jewish Christians who thought that the Christians followed the law, the Old Testament law, it made it clear that not only are we saved by grace, but we have freedom in our Christian lives not to be legalistic, as symbolized by the law. So they did not need to follow the law or a list of rules. We live by faith. So Paul was saying that he did not subject himself to those who had crept in to try to subject the Christians in Jerusalem, what some people would call the Judaizers. But he did not defer them for an hour. And then in verse 6 today, he said, for those who seem to be somewhat, now seem here from the word dokeo, to think in Greek, probably is referring to those who are important in the conference. But then he says, wherever they were, it maketh no difference to me. God accepteth no man's person. It's only, you're only important by who you are to God, not down in society here. For those who seem, you know, the important ones, in conference added nothing to me. Otherwise, whoever was trying to contradict Paul or to fool the Jewish Christians, that they had to live by the law, it may have made no difference how high up they were, what they were trying to say. But then in verse 7, he goes, but otherwise, in contradiction to this, not contradiction, but counterwise to this, when they saw, otherwise, the true Christians in the conference, that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed to me, and the gospel of circumcision was unto Peter. Otherwise, as you know, Jews were circumcised. It was a sign of the Abrahamic covenant, whereas Gentiles typically were not. So to Paul, we know from Acts 9, was given the mission to the Gentiles. A lot of Jews had a hard time with this, thinking Christianity should really be only to the Jews. But Paul came back, as we've already studied, and is recorded in Acts that he talked about the conversion of the Gentiles and their changed lives and the fellowship, and convinced the Jews that, yes, indeed, the gospel did go to the Gentiles. And it's also consistent with the Old Testament, like Hosea 1:10 and Hosea 2:23. Verse 8, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of circumcision, the same was mighty in me to the Gentiles. So the Holy Spirit, who helped Peter minister to the Jews, also helped Paul minister to the Gentiles, same Savior, same salvation, same religion. Further, he says in verse 9 that when Jesus, who Cephas being Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen and unto the circumcision. So ultimately, they agreed with what Paul was preaching. And what Paul was preaching is what he got from Christ himself, 2 Corinthians 12. So that's a good thing. God worked here. Verse 10, only that we should remember the poor, the same which I was forward to do or wanting to do, as we all should give and remember and be gracious to the poor. Okay, so that concludes the Jerusalem conference. We have one more historical incident here to talk about next time with Peter. Very interesting. But again, what have we learned? Salvation is by grace to the Jew and the Gentile, the same, by our belief in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by faith alone. We then live by faith. We're not bound to rules. The epistles, the letters from the apostles to the church telling us how to live do have boundaries, important boundaries. But in general, the breadth that we have to live by faith as regenerated, spirit-filled Christians is very broad. We have much liberty, more than the world itself, to live our lives. We're not bound by legalism. What great promises. What a great Savior. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.